due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
All that aggression inside you, you chose to take it out on an inanimate object. And not only an inanimate object. Hey, shut up! Shut your mouth! That is a gift that I gave to my friends. And I am still shaken up about it right now. And what's worse than all that is you parade it around the country like it's some sort of trophy. You talk about it like it's a symbol for what I'm going to look like after Battleground.
All right, this is The Undertaker, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 18th. Just one holiday today. Let me get my snooty voice on. It's National Caviar Day. All right. Also, birthday today real quick. WWE Hall of Famer Carlos Colon Sr. is 67. Al Snow is 52. And New Japan Pro Wrestling's of the great Sasuke is 46. You guys might not remember him, but he's pretty big over in Japan. And, of course, J&J Securities' Joey Mercury is 36 today. What happened? He break his back or something when Brock Lesnar whipped him into the, onto the top of the crushed car? Something like that. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tomorrow night for WWE's Battleground pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. Thank you, Lionel Richie. Starts at 8 p.m. That's right. Get there. That's tomorrow. WWE's Battleground pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Come hang out with us because we'll have a good time. We promise you. It's been a while since we've been there for a pay-per-view. I think it's been at least 5 weeks, so it's been quite a while. So come join us. If you're into UFC, August 1st, UFC 190, it's, of course, at Salvatore's, 149 East Ridge Road. Starts at 10 p.m., though, for UFC. And we get to see Ronda Rousey versus Beth Correa. I think that's how you say her name.
It's not going to matter after the first anyways.
Well, we'll see. This girl's been getting underneath Ronda Rousey's skin pretty bad for quite a long time.
So is Floyd Mayweather.
Yes, I know. Apparently so after the ESPYs.
Yep.
So come check out her Ronda Rousey defend her women's bantamweight title at UFC 190 Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Hosted by us once again. Drink specials all night long. That's August 1st, Salvatore's at the Garage Door. UFC 190. Thank you for everybody who came out to 189, the best UFC card in the history of UFC, according to many friends of mine. So, hey, you know what? That was great. And there's another one coming up. And, of course, you know, Ronda is quite a draw, as they say. So we'll see her in a couple weeks. But we got you tomorrow night. We've got Battleground pay-per-view. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show. We're going to talk professional wrestling. Believe it or not, that's why it's called the Pain Clinic. We are talking professional wrestling. I am the Cash Man, Richard. I'm joined by, on the Twitter today, as well as if you get the text thing up too, DC Dan Cole. Dan, welcome back this week.
Oh, good morning. It's so good to be back.
You know, you can tell the week Dan's not here is their energy's not as high because we haven't been sugared up with donuts.
Or you can just hear my stomach growling.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, we miss you when you're not here. And we miss you anyways for your sparkling personality and insight into the business of professional wrestling.
Yeah, I was informed by Danger that I'm always assured a spot so long as I continue to bring donuts.
That's according to him. Who knows? Danger, what do you bring? That's the question. Hey, by the way,
I bring the looks.
Okay, so you're the good guy.
So what am I bringing? The talent?
Yeah, and I'm Ringo.
The mark.
And I'm Ringo. So, no. All right, we got Danger Boy who grew up on the show. Danger Boy, how are you doing today?
To be fair, I was 16 back then. I wasn't officially like a little kid.
But you grew up still. Sorry, you're taller now than you were back then, so you've grown up.
Only by a couple inches. Rob really grew up on the show.
Yes, he did, and he's not here today, so we can't use that one on him. But hey, welcome to the show today, Mr. Danger Boy.
Good morning.
I think you've got you and I are venturing to Buffalo tonight to see a certain Hall of Fame band called the Eagles.
Yes, another trip to Buffalo this week.
Yes, we've been living in Buffalo because, look, I went to Deep Purple this past week, and we saw the Rolling Stones last weekend. You know, wow, they get all the best stuff. Why can't we get it here? Nevertheless, speaking of good stuff
smaller.
And great musicians, we've got the Mark Fantasia. Mark Fantasia, thanks for making it today.
Good morning.
Trying to find some sort of transition in there.
It was a good transition. I like it.
Yeah,
you go from the Rolling Stones to the Mark Fantasia.
The Mark Fantasia, yes. And, of course, your band is called This Is Not a Toss. No, I'm kidding.
This is a call.
This is a call. This is
test. This is a test.
Homekeeping. No, okay. Nevertheless, we got Mark. Mark, when are they playing out next?
The same night that Ronda Rousey will be winning in the first 30 seconds, August 1st, we'll be at Flower City Station.
So there's nothing, you're not going to miss anything then, because sometimes I've heard people who've just come in for that, they go use the bathroom and it's over by the time they come out, so.
Like the last time she fought, remember those guys that showed up at Salvatore's?
Yeah.
They were putting
just
their
for
coats,
the main event,
taking
they're putting
coats
their coats on.
And it was over. It was over before they could sit down completely, so yeah, that happened.
They weren't even looking at the TV, because everybody started cheering, they go, wait, what? It was awesome.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich, by the way. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. Lots and lots of stuff going on in this world of pro wrestling. And the Artista is out in Chicago. He's on remote. No, he's on assignment. So he won't be in this week. So
he's seeing Twitches.
Okay. Don't know how to pronounce churches with a V instead of a U, but that's what he's doing, nevertheless. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Don't forget to join us tomorrow at Salvatore's for WWE Battleground. So it looks like it's going to be a fun pay-per-view. We'll talk about that a little bit later. First, we want to talk about probably the biggest news this past week. And you guys can definitely chime in. Give us a call, 222-1280, or you can text us at number 2 because we are reading text this week. We are definitely reading text. But I think the biggest thing that happened in the past week was the debut of a handful of NXT divas on WWE Monday Night Raw. We talked a little bit about it last week, and someone said, well, you really think there's a chance of more than one showing up? And I said, yes. Well, we saw three. We got three of them showing up on Monday night, and that kind of shook the Divas division. It took the focus off of the Bellas completely.
Thank God.
Yeah, we needed something to do that. They can only beat the same two girls up every week, you know?
I actually think that that's perfect, though. They exhausted it to the point where you almost got bored with it, and now I think that Nikki is going to hold the title for quite some time. She'll defend it against someone like maybe Sasha. She's not dropping that title anytime soon, but it's going to be a good... I think the division is awesome now. I'm excited about it.
And the weird thing is they did it on Monday, but there's really no resolution showing up at this pay-per-view this weekend.
Is there a match for the Divas
title? I don't think so. Yeah, they didn't. They could have added a three-way.
May now since Ryback's out.
Oh yeah, it's true. Yeah, we'll come up sometime in the news. But there's. I don't know. We can look at the latest updates. I didn't see the last one did not have even a women's match on it whatsoever. So, but did you hear the excitement in the crowd when they brought them out? I mean, and the thing is you have to, if you don't have the network, you're lost on these people. Maybe Charlotte, you remember from wrestling maybe a year ago.
For five minutes.
She wrestled Natty Neidhart and lost to her on Monday Night Raw. But beyond her, we've never seen Sasha Banks on TV. And Becky Lynch,
I did not expect Becky Lynch at all.
I cannot wait to see her when she comes out. You know, she just wears some crazy stuff, and I cannot wait to see, you know, when she finally, you know, is on there every week, what she's going to come out as. So.
Her entrance reminds me of Edge.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, she does. She, you know, and she's kind of, you know, she's like off center. She's not your normal diva. So she got that crazy hair and stuff, you know, so.
You know, I watch Raw the day after because I don't have cable anymore.
Same here.
So my wife thought I was nuts when I said, I really want to see the diva segment. And then when it started with the Nikki promo, she's just shooting me looks like, what the hell did you want to watch this for? I said, shut up, wait.
Wait for it.
But can anybody tell me, has there ever been a This Is Awesome chant during a diva segment that wasn't on NXT?
I will only say maybe the last time AJ cut that pipe bomb promo.
Pipe bomb promo?
Yeah.
I think they did with last year when Brie and Stephanie started fighting back and forth, and when they finally started kicking that off, I think the crowd did chant that. But before that, never. I don't ever remember for a Divas segment someone chanting that.
I'm guessing we are going to see that on this card because there's only six announced matches right now.
You know what would be awesome? Put the three newest just on the card. Let them have a triple threat match.
I think we need to have three tag teams, you know, three corners, you know, three teams each. And let them
triple threat tag team.
Let them
I like
out.
It. Yeah. I love that they're all into different stables.
Me too. That's one thing too. It's like, cause you know, you got the NXT champ is with, the bad girls, you know, or, you know, and they have that new name bad or whatever. So.
And give it time. Yeah. Charlotte will turn and probably go heel, but it's great division. I'm excited for it once.
And it was fun. It was a fun thing. And there's a lot of people who have waited for this for a long, long time because it's been teased for so long.
Yeah, they can tease all they want, though. They still have to give them more than 5 minutes to have matches on TV during the week.
And that may never happen.
That's the problem. These girls are going from having 25-minute matches to, okay, look, you got 3 minutes. That's with your entrance. Go.
Well, I mean, and really long overdue, too, because when's the last time we had a diva brought up from NXT? Page.
Yeah. And it was
two and a half years ago?
Day after WrestleMania. It was 2 years ago.
Was AJ in NXT? Ever?
AJ was a long time ago.
It was back when it was FCW.
Okay.
And it was NXT that was on the Sci-Fi channel. You know, instead of ECW, they had the NXT show. I think that's where she first appeared on TV. The NXT. Was that part of another show or was it its own show unto itself? NXT on Sci-Fi channel? They got rid of ECW, and I think they went to NXT.
I want to say it was its own thing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So I mean, it's been a while since that happened, but she was on TV every week at that point. But, yeah, there hasn't been anybody called up in a while. I mean, and you're seeing the success from the guy side. I mean, look at the top three, four guys. Where'd they come from, you know? Definitely not Tough Enough, you know, but which I will talk about a little bit later, too, because Tough Enough, it's in its third week now, and we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of it. But, I thought that was probably one of the coolest things. I mean, because I'll be honest with you, I think I was busy when it was going on, but all of a sudden my Twitter and my phone exploded, and I said, oh, I got to go back and watch this. And the first thing, you know, because I have a DVR every week, so whether I'm watching it live or not, it's being DVR'd so I can rewind it and look at things.
When I had cable, I thought it was tough to go till like 9, 10 o'clock to start up because then I would get texts from Danny or I would get, you know, an alert. Now I have to go an entire day, stay away from all wrestling websites as well as like Facebook, things like that, just to make it to Tuesday night to watch Raw finally.
That's the way the society is going.
It's
with
stressful.
Spoilers. It's even with, you know, I mean, with network television programs, there's a lot of people who don't watch them live anymore.
Don't spoil Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I've gotten yelled at a few times. Okay, I'll admit it. Okay, I don't mean to do it. You know, I just throw out oblique questions that if you're a fan, you'll figure out. But nevertheless, yeah, so that was probably one of the coolest things that happened this past week, and we hope it transfers over to the pay-per-view tomorrow night. I think it will. There's, like you said, Ryback got hurt on Monday. He did something to his ankle. I don't know if he broke it or not. It was a staff infection in his leg that happened. He woke up the next day and he had to go to the hospital and they drained it. He's in the hospital for a few days. Not gonna say anything about staph infections in the WWE, but I think someone warned us about them before.
Warned us about Ryback too.
Isn't it quite appropriate that CM Punk's words of warning both happened to the same guy who actually came back and trashed him after he left too? I believe he did. Didn't he take shots at Punk?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, because Punk called him unsafe and amongst other things.
He used wrestling figures or something.
Yeah.
On his Twitter. Also this week, though, we did have a great match with Cesaro, Rusev, and Kevin Owens.
Was Kevin Owens in that match?
Partially. He kind of left for a little bit.
Yeah, he said, I don't want to, and I'm saving it for the pay-per-view because I've got that shot whether I win or not.
I thought Raw was actually probably one of the better Raws I've seen in a while.
It was a good build-up. I like it. You know, and then that went real late with Seth Rollins putting himself on the island, you know, because, you know, I mean, now that he gets punked by Lesnar. Lesnar beats everybody up, including taking Kane out with a quote-unquote broken leg. And then he goes and, you know, attacks Kane as he's being taken out, you know, and goes and, you know, basically trashes him and everything and pretty much ends the relationship. If it doesn't, then I just see this big, this big shift in everything going on right before our eyes, in which Seth Rollins may become the biggest face in the company in maybe a few weeks.
I've heard a lot of buzz about maybe some swerves going on.
Yeah.
Here.
So if I like people showing up.
Yeah, yeah, people showing up, especially because now, really, Rollins has nobody to back
him. Well, let's put these out there right now. We know there's a big announcement came out this week. Undertaker is going to be on Monday Night Raw. Undertaker may have something to do with the pay-per-view this weekend because the only guy he lost to is in the main event. So, I mean, you can put one and one together, maybe figure out that might have something to do with it, but he's definitely going to be on Raw without a doubt.
And a certain other person's been rumored, too.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's showtime, folks. That guy.
Vigilante.
A man called Sting.
Sting. He's Sting. Yeah, which is great. I think it's great for SummerSlam if they're actually throwing both these. I mean, Undertaker's going to wrestle, so is Sting. They're both going
to
wrestle.
They're trying to outdo NXT the night before.
Yeah, but the thing is these two guys, I mean, these are annual wrestlers, I call them, because they only show up once a year to wrestle, and now we get two. I mean, the Undertaker didn't get hurt like he did last year, so he's probably ready to go still.
Well, and the streak is over, so
yeah. And I mean, you know, and he reestablished it by beating Bray Wyatt.
Did you see the picture of him working out? Looks pretty ripped.
Yeah, lifting weights and stuff. I mean, he, you know, that's really the only reason he most of the time he wouldn't come back is because he was hurt. Remember the year where he beat CM Punk, and then the next night the Shield debuted, and the Shield or they were already there, but the Shield beat him up on that one.
Took
him out, and then he actually really got hurt at that point and couldn't show back up. And after Brock Lesnar wrestling him and losing to him, he was hurt to the point where he really couldn't come back.
If you only wrestle one match a year and you always get hurt afterwards, that's a sign.
It's time.
That's a sign.
It is a sign. But you know what? He didn't get hurt this year, so he's ready to come back. And so
that means Bray Wyatt's a safe.
Hey, you know what? I think power to him. I like to see the Undertaker back because what he does in the one match he does a year, he can do in his sleep. I'm pretty sure most of the old school moves, you know, and you know,
he
I
did
mean,
do them in his sleep,
you know. Yeah, yeah, apparently so against Brock Lesnar because he was out cold the last 10 minutes, walking zombie. You know,
I'll tell you, it's going to be an amazing weekend in Brooklyn, and it stinks. It's so close to home, and I can't go this year, and I would love to go do this.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a big show. They're really putting a lot on this. I'm sure we'll have some sort of special on the network, you know, coming up real soon. You know, get SummerSlam for free, la 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 la, you know, stuff like that. So we got to go to break. 222-1280 is the number, star 12. We still got more to talk about. You know, we do, and we'll talk to you, so if you give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
This Sunday at Battleground, I will stand in the remnants of the once mighty Suplex City, and I will still be the reigning, defending, undisputed WWE World Heavyweight Champion!
Ouch. Observe the old garage.
My walls are leaning. I'm sinking. Then there's my roof.
Why tear it down? Garage Guru will save your garage and save you money.
I've got no place else to go.
Garage Guru. He can save your garage for a fraction of the price of tearing it down and building new. And most projects are completed in less than a week.
Hey, look. Cars want to be in me again.
Let the guru save your garage. Visit GarageGuru.biz for Garage Guru.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's the commitment to maintain an engine through the 300,000-mile mark. It's burning the midnight oil to finish a job most guys would rather hand off. It's loyalty, and it's why there's speed perks from Advance Auto Parts. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. Advance Auto Parts, for guys who love getting under the hood.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details. Rochester.
When I say that my hand is the hammer, and that battleground, the hammer, destroys the monument.
How many pile drivers do you have left, Kurt? Is it three? Maybe it's only two. Or maybe the next time I pile drive you, you never come back. Ever. So you're going to go away for a while. Thank you, fans. Thank you, Dixie. What if I was to tell you a while's not long enough?
This is the Stinger. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. It's showtime, folks.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you, and Mr. Birthday, a friend of the show, friend of ours, Bob Lonsberry, is celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Bob Lonsberry.
And I serenaded him once.
Did you?
I did.
What'd you serenade him
with?
Actually,
we serenaded his daughter.
Oh, that's right. We did serenade his daughter.
Me and Mark
sound so much better.
We got stories.
You've got stories, eh? So let's talk about some other things going on in the world. We've had so much going on there. Kurt Angle had surgery 2 weeks ago and then had a little problem with fluid building up in his spine. Had to have emergency surgery on Thursday because they took a tumor off his neck. And then he was sent home and he was fine. And then that happened and he started losing feeling and going to pain. And then he got rushed to the emergency room, had to have emergency surgery. He's still expected to be back in a couple weeks, believe it or not. Tough guy, Kurt Angle. I mean, probably the greatest wrestler I've ever seen in my life. Pure wrestler. I mean, he knows how to amateur and pro. And, you know, any thoughts about that? Are you guys fans of Kurt Angle?
Big fan of Kurt Angle.
Always a big fan.
Yeah, it's, will he, you know, I mean, someday maybe he'll be a Hall of Famer. It's going to take a while. Sometimes he's his own worst enemy, too. So, but, you know, we got to meet
he got
him.
Hacked.
We got to meet him a bunch of times. Yeah, we got to meet him a bunch of times, and he was very cool to us. So
yes.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number. And if I'm talking, it means I'm not answering the phone. Apologize for that. So,
but do you need a phone screener?
I could use one.
Good morning.
Anyone out there want to come in and phone screen? You could be a part of the show, and it's really exciting. You probably get a donut for doing it every week.
Would you like me to step in there and answer the phone?
You have to pay for your donut.
No.
If you're the call screener.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll make that. You know, that's your penance, right?
Thanks, CM Punk.
So let's talk about some of the news. We talked about Kurt Angle. He's going to be okay, but he did have emergency surgery this past week. We did mention The Undertaker and Sting both coming back and going to be wrestling at SummerSlam.
How about the legend that's wrestling the night before NXT TakeOver?
The legend coming to Brooklyn.
Yes.
The guy who we've seen other places, you know, within the last year on network TV.
Within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So why don't you talk about it?
Well, so William Regal announced international legend Jushin Thunder Liger will be appearing at NXT TakeOver. He's going to take on Tyler Breeze that night. That came out from the tapings on Thursday, and it's pretty much common knowledge now. And it's really interesting that Liger's doing that because he wrestles for New Japan Wrestling, who has a working relationship with ROH, who is in New York that weekend as well.
Yeah, that's what I thought, you know, and actually they had a relationship with TNA at one time, too. So, he wrestled for them. He actually was a draw on their pay-per-view one time. So, a man who I remember, one of the first times I ever saw was wrestling Brian Pillman on one of the first Nitros.
That was a great match.
That's the first Nitro match. In the middle of a mall in Minneapolis.
Mall of America's.
That's right. So and so
Luger showed up that
and
night.
I mean, and he can still do it at this, you know, ripe age
or
he's at.
Fanny pack.
No fanny packs allowed.
I'll
so.
Be your hero.
Okay, so yeah, we don't need singing. I get yelled at that for all the time. But some other news this past week, you can see WWE Hall of Famer Edge is going to be showing up on the Flash TV show as a guy named Adam Smasher, which is cool. It's nice to see Edge get some work.
Adam Smasher?
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
His name Adam Bomb?
Yeah, but it's A-T-O-M, but his name is Adam, so it's like, you know.
Up in Adam.
Adam.
Up in Adam.
So that's pretty cool. A big news, I guess, let's talk a little bit about this. Hernandez, who just debuted with the Beatdown Clan on TNA, is now no longer with TNA. And can you explain that, Danger Boy?
Yeah, so apparently Hernandez showed up, told TNA he was contractually free to wrestle on their TV show. They did, he was on TV already. They did a whole bunch of segments with him and upcoming shows are going to be airing. And apparently he is not free from his contract from Lucha Underground. And they have like threatened lawsuits and all that stuff. So they have to pull every Beatdown Clan segment that was taped from the last, for the next couple weeks from TV. And now they have to fill it with like interview segments or stuff like that. So not only will you not see Hernandez, but you won't be seeing MVP or Kenny King because they're in all these segments.
And I heard MVP might be done with TNA now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he sent out some tweets that made it seem like he was done with TNA as well.
Yeah, and I mean, and then when you all of a sudden get, you know, I mean, don't you think that people have the right people in the front office that can, you know stuff like that? I mean, it's like saying I'm free and then just saying, not having a proof you are, you know? I mean, I love Hernandez, by the way. He was a great guy. Got to hang out with him a couple times, and just a great, you know, just big, muscular, huge, strong, nice guy. And it's a shame to see that, you know, I mean, I thought that the Beatdown Clan, it kind of made him, you know, better because they're all big guys in the group now all of a sudden. And now they have to go and edit every show they've taped. Their next live one's not next week, but the week after, I think.
Yeah, the week after. And they're going to be doing tapings to, like, cover up segments and whatnot, but it's still not going to be what they originally planned.
Yeah, so it kind of, and they're working towards their Bound for Glory pay-per-view, which is kind of gotten on the roll with next week coming up. They're going to announce a Hall of Famer being inducted. It would kind of have to go backtrack and, you know, edit out segments and stuff. I mean, it keeps those guys busy, but it's, you know, it's not what they were planning. I think it's, you know, it's really, it kind of looks poor upon them. I've never seen a WWE ever have a problem like this.
I'm calling it 1 year from now, or at least just after Bound for Glory.
Okay, if
they're done.
No.
But I mean, GFW is going to take over. I think that's it.
Oh, you think that's what they're working towards?
I think that eventually they're just going to merge because with all the angles, all these guys leaving, they're losing a lot of their talent. I don't think this is necessarily just an invasion angle. I'm not doing the Mark thing, but I really think that it's possible that GFW will eventually take over and they'll trim some fat. Anybody's opinion? No.
I mean, again, it's that thing. How long have we been saying it's going to happen, and somehow they still keep their head above water?
Dave Meltzer said they were going to close for the last 11 years now.
Yeah. And, you know, well, maybe it's like, you know,
well, you know what?
If someone said the streak was going to end every year, eventually you're going to be right if you keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, and as long as there's a need in foreign markets for TNA programming, even if it's not on in the United States, it still will be produced and it will be. I mean, they draw ratings better than WWE in England and a few other countries. And that's enough to the money they make off of that's enough to pay for what they're doing. Now, everyone's called for the end of it to happen many times, and I don't think, you know, as long as Panda Energy has money, I have a feeling it'll always be around one way or the other, or sold. And, you know, Vince McMahon is always the wise businessman. He would buy that property up in a second. They've got 13 years of video that he could, you know, put on his network eventually. Or, you know, and I think there's still rumors about this thing ending in September with Destination America. Destination America has an out in the month of September to cancel the show, but from what it looks like, they're putting all wrestling on one day, so it wouldn't make sense for them to, you know. Everyone said, well, maybe Ring of Honor will replace them. I don't think Ring of Honor
is not an anchor show.
Yeah,
like
it's not in a position, because if they're using the same program that they're putting out in their syndicated shows, then you'd have to create new shows.
Is GFW on Destination America?
GFW doesn't even have a show yet.
Eventually, aren't they trying to gear towards Destination?
I would think so, but I don't think, you know, I mean, that would definitely help. But I mean, there's still, we'll find out at this next TNA taping coming up what GFW has to do with it, because GFW is going to be a prominent part.
And they also have GFW tapings that weekend as well.
Yep.
Yes, and we will find out at that moment if there's talking invasion, there's talking, you know, trading talents and stuff. You know, it makes sense to me just because Jeff Jarrett is so familiar with the TNA crowd, you know. We got Greg from Rochester. What's up, Greg?
Hey guys, I got a question for you about this Dolph Ziggler disappearance. I know that they have their own official reasons, but he was dating Nikki Bella right before Cena. Now I was starting to see sneak previews those two together, with quote unquote together.
Oh, really?
So I'm wondering if something may be going on here behind the scenes. I know how Triple H hates that word wise guys. Sometimes he calls us fans wise guys and think we're know-it-alls.
Sure.
But, you know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Ziggler re-signed
Ziggler
re-signed his contract. Right now, he's selling an injury that Rusev did.
And he's going to be filming a movie.
He's filming a movie, and he's been doing stand-up comedy. So I don't think you have anything to worry about. Yes, he did date Nikki Bella before John Cena. I don't know what the difference in time between when they, because I mean, he also dated what's her face?
Amy Schumer.
No, who's the one that's on
he
ESPN?
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, he dated Amy Schumer, and if you saw her latest pics with the Star Wars stuff, you'd be quite amazed.
I do. I see that, and she's going to get sued like crazy by Disney for that.
Kids would love that crap.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think this is a family show, Greg. But no, but there's what's the girl's name on ESPN that we sat next to, Michelle Beadle?
Yeah.
He dated her for a time, too. So.
He's dating everybody.
Yeah, well,
I guess he's going through the entire roster.
What? He's the new Punk.
Yeah, but Punk dated in the company. I mean, you know, he dated one person in the company. Maybe they all, who knows? Someday a good book will come out from the diva side saying, you know, how many different people they dated in the company. I mean, think about it. That's when you travel with the same people all year, eventually something may happen, you know?
You can see the sneak previews. His exact words is, I can give you husband, and I can give you kids.
Wow. He said, wow, I did not see that. My DVR cut off right before the preview for the next episode. So, well, it's going to be interesting. I think that Dolph Ziggler, two things that she can't get from John Cena, you're saying. So, we'll see.
So, you know that the Divas show is probably just as rigged.
It's scripted, yeah, man. Don't worry about it, man. We know that she dated him because they mentioned it in the first season, too. And actually, they had scenes of him in the first season hanging out with her backstage with a bunch of people. So, it's not like bad blood or anything. You know, but this show's scripted beyond belief. In fact, I've got a piece of sound I'm going to run in the next break going in that I took from that show because it just made me feel warmed my heart so much. But you'll have to wait till we go to break. So,
all right.
Thanks for calling, Greg.
You guys take it easy.
Take it easy. 222-1280 star 1280. Yeah, and we were going to talk a little bit about Diva Search or the new Divas show, Total Divas. It actually outdrew Tough Enough this past week. Tough Enough, I want to love the show. I want to love it, but how can I get an opinion that they're forcing on me every time I watch the show? The way they produce it is angling me towards people that they want me to stay. I mean, honestly, that's how all reality shows work, basically. But, you know, I mean, obviously the people speak and, you know, they want this one girl off every week. She's in the bottom three and she hasn't been kicked off yet. This is one of the Artiste likes too, by the way. What's her name? I can't remember her name, but she's cute. But nevertheless, I just don't buy the live stuff with Hogan. And I like Daniel Bryan, and he's got some interesting things to say. But Paige really seems like she's hell bent on getting rid of most of the women. So
now let me ask this. So I have not seen it. Full disclosure. So there's this same woman in the bottom
every time. Yes.
And then it comes down to the live audience
and the live audience votes, and the one with the least amount of votes goes.
I'm just throwing this out there. Is it almost like the campaign they once did with American Idol where it was vote for the worst, or, you know, keep the worst person around?
It could
be. Just to see what happens?
I mean, this girl's, every time she fails at all the things on Tough Enough. She fails at every single challenge, but you know what? She's so darn cute, you know what I mean? And she's a nice person, and nobody wants to see her get knocked off.
It pretty much sounds like the Eva Marie logic. Man, she can't do anything, but she's pretty good looking.
Yeah, you know, isn't that how it works in the WWE?
I mean, sadly.
Have you watched Total Divas at all this season?
How about last season of Tough Enough?
Yeah, yeah.
Where the first person voted off was Ariane.
True.
And she's the only one you've ever seen from that season of Tough Enough.
And that's sad, isn't it?
It's all because she had her favorite match.
Yes, that's right. Because and actually,
Melina versus Alicia Fox.
Yeah, and she gets to work with one of them too. I think, you know. So it's
she's
like,
living her dream.
She's living her dream working with him. But you know that. I mean,
there's people on their
and stomach. I believe it's legit. I truly believe it's legit. So I don't. You know, I can't imagine that there's any way that our votes cannot be affecting what happens for these people. But. Her name is Sarah Lee, by the way. That's the girl's name. Sarah Lee. And she's you know what?
Nobody does it like Sarah Lee.
I was just going to say, they can't have her around because they're not going to be able to market her.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, how are we forgetting this name?
Or Goldust is just going to be like, your snack cakes are delicious. Well, brother.
Yeah.
Please, given an opportunity, have Goldust bring back Tasty Cakes.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, maybe they'll listen to us on the show and see that. But there's, you know, I mean, you know what's funny is they have a WWE superstar show up every show. And then you read interviews with these guys later down the line, and they say, what did you think of the Tough Enough people? And most of them say, I don't think any of them got it. I mean, it's just that every, you know, they go and see all 12 of them, and they said, I don't think any of them have what will take to be a superstar. And that's not the answer I think WWE wants out there. They want to make you think you have a chance. You know, but even the guy, there's one guy on the show who knows all the history of the WWE and thinks that's important to the point where he sticks it in everybody's face and he gets in fights. And that's one thing you don't want to do in WWE is get in fights with your coworkers because you got to work together. This guy's gotten two fights already on, there's been four shows, you know, he's got, you know, I mean, one guy he fought is like 6'8". Pardon me, my voice cracked. He's 6'8" and, you know, and he fought this and he's a little guy, so it's not, I don't think any of these guys have it. And it'll be just like Silent Thunder or whatever the hell his name was.
Silent Rage.
Silent Rage, you know. None of these,
where the Rage came from now.
Yeah, none of these guys are going to make it. So what do you guys think? 222-1280, Star 1280. We got to go to break. We want to hear what you have to think. You can also text us that number. We'll be back after these most important messages. And by the way, listen to these sounds real close when we go to break. You'll hear the one from Total Divas this past week. Don't ever
thou shalt not intentionally provoke Brock Lesnar.
You can love, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming of the stars above.
Hey, this is me. It's me. It's that B to the Jizzy. And you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Listen and feel the pain. Nobody move. Nobody gets hurt.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Cole, and Danger Boy. And you. Thank you so much for listening. Doing a little Bray in. I don't really care too much about Bray Wyatt's match at the next pay-per-view.
I hope he's still around when Raw comes to Buffalo, because I've always wanted to see the Bray Wyatt entrance.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
I mean, yeah, we saw it at house shows, but yeah. I mean, I want to see like a full arena.
We saw the full family debut in Rochester. That was pretty cool.
When's it coming to Buffalo?
The weekend right after they're doing the house show in Rochester.
Yeah, they're doing it. They'll be here.
The 28th, it's called September 28th.
The 26th house is show. Saturday is in Rochester, the 26th. And that's
the first time I've seen this about the house show in Rochester.
Yeah,
and Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho's going to be on the card. He signed for a few more days, they said.
It's still a tough call, though, because Ring of Honor, same night.
Oh, it's a tough one.
I've seen Jericho. I'm going to Ring of Honor.
Come on. We'll go get Jericho on before
I've
he comes.
I've easily seen Jericho 10 times wrestle.
I know. We've talked to him about 10 times on the show, but I love Jericho.
But see,
man,
a lot can happen in 3 months. Think of who he could be fighting.
Yeah, but he's still doing the non-televised places, so it's not like they're going to build a war with him on TV, unless it's with Tough Enough. You know, unless they go with Tough Enough like they did with NXT and have them all bound together and take over Raw some night. No, they're too much of noobs. They never be able to do that. I want to shout one thing out. Next week on the show, Jake the Snake Roberts joins us live. He's going to be on with us live next week. So get your Jake the Snake Roberts. He's going to be in Buffalo August 1st. Once again,
it's a busy day.
I know.
He's going to be in, but he's doing a spoken word tour. And we will put a link up on where you can buy tickets. He'll be joining us next week to promote that. We've got Daniel Bryan in just a couple of weeks too. And Daniel Bryan, I gotta ask him about singing the Bella Twins theme on Total Divas.
I forget the looks we got.
As well as, if you watched Total Divas this past week, he went to a fertility clinic and he went into the little room with a cup and then he came out and the cameramen were waiting for him and he comes out and he goes, what are you guys waiting outside my door for me to walk out? And it's like, and he comes out and he's like all red in the face and stuff. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Camera and the, you know, all the sound crew, they just captured this. Yes.
Yes. What's this yes coming from? Okay, we got Buddy. We got Buddy Brian.
Yes!
Stop it. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. How are you guys? Do you guys believe anything that comes out from the Bleacher Report? Because the last few weeks I've talked to Rich about this stuff here, maybe last week about. There was rumor reports about John Cena.
It's not true.
Getting suspended.
Yeah, you called me. You called me. I looked it up. It's not true whatsoever.
That'll never happen.
And get this. get this. I was reading something all day at Seaman Report. I imagine they're saying that Kane, when he comes back, will turn babyface.
You know what? I don't even know how long he's going to be gone. I don't know if there's really an explanation. I don't know if there's an explanation why.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Brian, take it easy, buddy. Yeah, I don't know if the explanation is that Brock Lesnar, that he'll have, you know, Kane, that Seth Rollins will have nobody to second him while he's fighting Brock Lesnar. Of course, it does set up for quite an undead appearance, possibly. Possibly. I'm just saying that, but other, you know, there's a lot of things that could happen.
I don't know. Kane used a lot of his vacation time a couple weeks ago with Hawaii. So.
Well, he did a house show in Japan. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Can't forget about that. He destroyed Kofi Kingston, probably in record time, too. So, 222-1280, Star Toys number. We've got Paul from Rochester. Paul, what's happening?
Hey, Rich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
All right. Hey, I got two questions for you.
Okay.
Wrestling.
Hopefully I can answer them. Go ahead. You always seem to ask the ones I can't, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, right. I missed the show last week, so I don't know if you brought it up. Did Nicole Bass, did she die or got hospitalized?
She was arrested for shoplifting a couple weeks ago. Beyond that, I'm not really sure what's going on with Nicole Bass. But Nicole Bass was a WWE diva. And,
right.
and that's put in quotation marks.
Yeah,
air quotes, because it's before there really were divas, but she was like this girl is more muscular.
That's not what it is, air quotes.
She's more muscular than most men, okay? And
she's more manly than most men.
She's more of a man than most men. So, yeah, what'd you say?
I'm not a man. Oh, boy.
Sometimes. Go ahead.
Okay, hey, John Cena's going to go up against LeBron James.
What? Oh, they're in the same movie. They're in that movie with Amy Schumer this weekend. You can see John Cena make his rated R debut, we'll say. I believe
I've seen a clip, and it looks hilarious.
Yeah, he dates Amy Schumer. And what's it called again?
Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. Seems quite appropriate. The
totally
name.
Different movie from
right.
The reunion.
That's supposed to be a good movie.
Yeah, that's coming out this weekend. So if you want to see John Cena on the screen, I don't know if you'll like it for those kids out there, because it's not John Cena as you know him. It's not the kid loving.
It's the real John Cena.
It's John Cena behind the door, underneath the sheets and whatnot.
Have they promoted on Raw at all?
No, they have not,
because it's
rated R. That's why.
Hey, Rick, guys go home to this afternoon,
sure.
Be careful you don't get mixed up with a gay pride festival parade.
Hey, it's right across the street here, brother. It's great.
You can throw a rock at it.
I was down there last night watching the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They showed it on a giant screen. Yeah, it was really. There was a lot of people out there. It was a lot of fun.
So, I missed it.
Yeah, it's starting up right now. They've got the parade going on today, and then they'll all be across the street. And, you know, I'll go down and get a hot dog or something, you know?
Sausage.
I won't go there.
Don't go there.
Catch you later, guys.
Okay, hey. What? Okay, I'm going to hang up on you because you said, hey, and then I just, well.
Love you.
Thank you.
I heard his three-second appearance on Ben Maller on Tuesday.
Oh, Paul showed up on Ben Maller?
Yes.
Well, it's always exciting.
Maybe an alter ego.
Listen, my hand's always sitting on the dump button when I have him on the air. So, so let's talk about some other stuff going on. We got the pay-per-view tomorrow. You guys got to come down and hang out with me tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to come.
It's going to be a short pay-per-view. There's only 5 matches.
I know. You know what we ought to do is we ought to bring down someone who I got a cable, an HDMI cable. We'll turn on the network on one of the TVs and we watch the pre-show.
I can do it. I always do. Bring a PlayStation.
You bring a PlayStation, and I've got the cable all ready to go, and we'll get there a little bit early and watch the pre-show. So.
And then if the pay-per-view gets bad, I'll bring like Grand Theft Auto or something. We could play Quiplash.
Sure. Oh, that'd be a lot of fun in a bar. You get 100 people on that. Can you do that many?
You can have up to 8 people playing, but you can have up to 10,000 people in your audience.
Oh, that's cool.
And the audience gets to vote.
Oh, this is a game, folks. You got to try sometime. It's a lot
Pain
of fun.
Clinic. Squares off. Everybody else can choose.
some other brief news. You might remember Brock Lesnar destroying J&J Security's limo the other day. Remember when Brock took the door off and launched it into the crowd?
Yeah.
Apparently it hit somebody.
Yep. See, but the reports are misleading where it's like, oh, fan hit by car door. If you watch the footage,
hey, look at the car door
the actual
land.
Metal frame part of the car door goes flying well to the left.
Yeah.
It was the inside plastic paneling piece that went into the crowd.
Ooh, I'm hurt. Ooh, it's like Roddy Dangerfield and Caddyshack.
10 ounces of plastic hit me.
It might even be that cushion kind.
It's like Roddy Dangerfield and Caddyshack. Ooh, my arm's broke.
You know? But if you look, you see the guy that gets hit. Like, he immediately grabs it and is, like, holding it above his head.
Yeah. And he probably gets free tickets to the next time they're in town. And he walked out with, I guess, merch underneath his arms.
And I'm sure he still has that car panel.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's signed by at least Lesnar, maybe J&J Securities.
This guy hit me with this. it's now framed in his basement, you know, with
I
him.
I have it displayed prominently on my wall.
Oh, sure.
You know how much money he can make off of that?
Probably, you know, this is the piece that hit me. It's kind of like a piece of his life. You don't want to really sell that, do you? It's kind of like the that's wish Ben was here. Yeah. Like the wish Ben was here sign. You still got that?
No, Buffalo has that sign.
So some other news.
With skin from my eye.
We had Nick Aldis. You might remember him from TNA at one time as Magnus. He was on a couple weeks ago, and he had a book come out this past week called The Superstar Body, where he teaches you how to look like him, which is virtually impossible for someone like me.
Number one is don't eat donuts, so I'm totally out.
Yeah, and it's a lot of this, but it's some, you know, it's some good stuff. It has a lot of input from friends of his or wrestlers like Kurt Angle, you know, did some segments and how to eat healthy and, you know, live, have nutritious meals and stuff. So if you want to check it out, it's called The Superstar Body by Nick Aldis. And it's funny, as we had him on and we didn't even mention it, and it would have been a really good chance to plug it. So that would have been pretty cool. Longtime WWE head writer, actually, at one time, Brian Gerwitz, left the company recently. He's a guy who was, when we first started doing the show, he was a head writer. He was responsible for a lot of the success they had. And then he kind of fell out of favor. Some other guy came in 2012, took over head writing. He was doing the Vince Russo job of sitting at home, looking at scripts and making some suggestions on how to change them. But The Rock, when The Rock came back, he was the only guy the Rock would let write for him. Because I think Rock attributes his stardom to Brian Gerwitz, and who, by the way, is a Syracuse University alum. I only know that because when I went to see Mick Foley there, he recorded a special message for him when they were roasting him. Remember that, Danger Boy?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. But so he left WWE recently, and he's now working for The Rock's production company, which doesn't make sense. You know, he wrote for The Rock specifically in WWE. As long as The Rock was there, he had a job. You know, so. You know, power to him. Good luck in everything on your future endeavors. Some news came out a couple weeks ago about USA Networks. They indicate they believe that pro wrestling's popularity is cycling down, which indicated by the decline in ratings they've seen. And it makes you wonder, you know, if USA starts losing faith in you, what's going to happen with the company? Another criticism USA had was they felt that Tough Enough was a better show with Steve Austin hosting it than Chris Jericho. They said Chris Jericho is more of a game show host, and Steve Austin was more of the guy in charge of the show. So what do you guys think about that? You think that it's a true criticism? Have you seen the Tough Enough show?
I have not watched it because I'm actually in the majority of the people that you actually read in that segment there where it says that most people gave up on it because the last two winners are Daniel Puder and Andy Levine, and neither of them have had one wrestling match. So what you're supposed to become a star after this? So
Andy Levine failed a drug test after he won the show.
Silent drug rage.
Yeah, silent drug rage. And he failed a drug test, then was cut by the company. Daniel Puder, on the other hand, was more than willing to learn how to wrestle. I just think that he was too much. He was a crazy dude, and he was a nice guy. He was on the show a couple times, and he sent me a T-shirt that said "I hurt Kurt," and I still have it to this day. I was going to show it to Kurt when we were hanging out with him, but he put out this shirt. Remember when he stretched Kurt on live TV?
Put him in the key lock.
Put him in the key lock. Stretched him on live TV, and then he went out and made a T-shirt from it. So, but that also was like probably 5 years in between those two shows. So because they remember they took a time off for quite a while.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, all the issues with Tough Enough aside, saying wrestling's in a downswing, I mean, we could probably have a 2-hour show just where we could talk about all the things wrong with, I mean, WWE's regular programming, like Raw, being 3 hours. That's too much because your show is now 3 hours. You struggle to fill it. The quality of the writing and the storylines is awful. And 1 hour of each show is nothing but recaps of what you've already seen happen that night.
True. I know, especially when you get like in the last hour of the show, and if you missed earlier today, and then they show you everything that happened in the first segment.
What's the first 15 minutes of the show? Oh, a recap of what happened last week, and immediately after that, they're recapping the opening segment. It needs to go back to 2 hours.
I actually just had this conversation the other day. Even giving Cena the mic, it's always going to be, no matter what his feud is, he's going to talk about whether it was against Rusev or it's against Owens. He talks about the feud, and then it goes to, this is the title, I'm the man to beat. Want some, come get some. It's the same exact thing every week, and his segment goes. I mean, his talking alone goes for 7 minutes before someone actually finally comes through the curtain. The only thing I'm waiting for is someone to walk through the curtain.
Yeah. I mean, last week we had it started with a Seth Rollins long promo. I mean, first 5 minutes of recap, then Seth Rollins. And you can log this information. Just watch it. See when you see the first live person. And in the good old days, it used to start with live person in the ring. Now it's full of recaps. And I think that maybe that's a way that they can kill time. You know, they just can't. And because they're building up for a show in which they cannot promote, if they had 3 hours of just wrestling, they could not put that many matchups on a pay-per-view card. I don't think that, you know, you could build storylines for so many different people, and it just, you know, you.
Why would you want to do that?
I know. Why, you know, that's the thing, that's a crazy thing, isn't it?
You know? You employ these guys, you pay them good money.
I mean, a while.
When's the last time we saw our friend Luke Harper on there? It's been a while, you know, and I know he's there too. I mean, he goes out, he's in the backstage waiting for someone to say, okay, this is where we're going with you.
Yeah, for a while, a lot of the Raws were just opening up a 20-minute Triple H promos. Now it's turning over to Seth Rollins doing it.
You get Seth Rollins, you get John Cena, and you get Paul Heyman, one of those guys.
Here's a perfect example. A couple months ago, somebody did a report back in April. 3 hour show, 50 minutes of wrestling.
15 or 50?
50.
Okay.
Seems high.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, that was a good night.
But think about it. Remember what Vince Russo once said? They would kill you if you ever tried to take a commercial break in the middle of a match. Now that's where the commercial breaks happen, is when the wrestling's going on. So they're not selling wrestling, they're selling storylines.
And that's why we have Team House Show.
That's right. So September 26th they'll be in Rochester, and you can be there with us, unless those guys want to go to Ring of Honor. I'll be there, I promise you that. We gotta go to break. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey, this is Badass Billy Gunn of the WWE, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I feel it's a little old school Wolfpack. I don't know why the crowd's put in there on it, but 222-1280.
Awesome.
It's the same piped in cheers they use during the shows.
222-1280, Star Toy is the number.
It's like SmackDown, just edited.
We've got to, don't forget to join us tomorrow night for WWE's Battleground at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. It starts at 8 o'clock. Get there early, get a good seat. Get your order in. Think about all the money you're saving by going to see there, because there's no cover. And, you know, you get some great food. You know, tip the bartenders and waitresses and our friends Chuck and Dee. And I don't know who else is going to be down there, but they're very friendly, nice, and very pretty, some of them, I'm just saying. But
Chuck is pretty pretty.
Yeah. Hey, that's up to you, not to me. But nevertheless, come on down tomorrow night, hang out with us. And, man, we don't got any time left. I wish we're running out of time.
I think we need to start doing a podcast prior to the show to get things going. We have way too much to talk about.
We do. And just a lot going on in this world of professional wrestling. But I want to thank you guys for listening. Don't forget, next week, I mean, you come out and join us. I think I got some cool stuff to give away. In fact, the new Pink Pain Clinic t-shirt debuts this Sunday, Salvatore's at the Garage Door. If you want one, bring some cash with you, and you'll walk out with a brand new pink one. Also next week, Jake the Snake Roberts joins us on the show. Get your Jake questions up.
What's the biggest size of the pink shirts you have?
I'm not sure. I'll tell you later.
Triple X?
Maybe. I don't think so. They're women's size. But we got to get out of here. You're listening to Pain Clinic. We'll see you next week, folks.